U.S. President Donald Trump called on the United Nations to, in his words, hold China accountable for their actions in a speech to the world body's General Assembly on Tuesday. In a pre-recorded speech from the White House, Mr. Trump blamed the Chinese government for the global spread of COVID-19, which has now infected 31 million people worldwide and killed more than 965,000. The U.S. death toll has now topped 200,000. In the earliest days of the virus, he said, China locks down travel domestically while allowing flights to leave China and infect the world, Mr. Trump said. The Chinese government and the World Health Organization, which is virtually controlled by China, he said, falsely declared that there was no evidence of human-to-human transmission. Mr. Trump has cut U.S. funding from the United States to the WHO. In his recorded remarks, Chinese President Xi Jinping said any attempt to politicize the pandemic should be rejected and the WHO should be given a leading role in the international response to the coronavirus. No country has been hit harder by the coronavirus than the United States, with more than 200,000 deaths and 6.9 million reported infections, according to the Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center. President Trump has been harshly criticized for his handling of the pandemic, including from some former officials of his own administration. He has defended the U.S. response, calling it the most aggressive mobilization since the Second World War. Mr. Trump told the U.N. General Assembly the United States, in his words, will distribute a vaccine, we will defeat the virus, we will end the pandemic, and we will enter a new era of unprecedented prosperity, cooperation, and peace. This is VOA News.